Good afternoon. I have two items on my agenda. The first is in regards to a proposed agreement, and it makes reference to the Vineyard Store. It's actually a three-party agreement with a number of developments along County Road, or excuse me, State Route 9, not too far away from Five Points. The Vineyards is the biggest of the developments that are impacted, and in effect, they actually have been driving the agreement. But we also have two other smaller communities, Sandbar Village, which has a total of 177 EDUs, and Sussex West, which is 190 EDUs. And what the nature of the agreement is proposing is to perform certain sewer improvements along Route 9. Currently, we have a pump station in this area, and it pumps down into the area in the Five Points. But what we found is that there's insufficient capacity for the growth that's being proposed, not just through these three developments, because we're serving an area further west, but in particular, these are new developments that will overtax the sewer line. And normally what we've done in the past is we've said to the developers, we need more capacity, you need to go build the larger lines and upgrade the pump station. What they've done is come to us and say, given the economic climate that we're working with today, it's very hard and very difficult for us to come up with a major financial outfall at the beginning of the projects. Now, there is some capacity in these lines that is available. So what we've worked out is an agreement where they can come in and make several temporary connections. For example, we can handle up to 300 EDUs out of the 1,300 in the Vineyards before capacity is exceeded. For Sandbar Village, we can handle 20 EDUs. Now, I should mention in Sandbar Village, there's about 120 existing units. They have 57 more that they want to construct. So out of that 57 that's remaining, we're going to allow them to connect 20 prior to the improvements being made. In Sussex West, it's a very similar situation. They're approved for 109, but about 50% of the project was built some years back, so they have another 82 units that they're proposing to construct, and they'll be limited to 25 units. And what this will do is, as these different units connect to the system, we're going to collect the transmission fees, and we're going to put those transmission fees into an escrow account. And then at such time that it's either when the Vineyards reaches 300 EDUs or sometime in the future, say 3 years in the future, we will take the funds that were collected in the transmission fees, go to the developer at the Vineyards. They are, based upon this agreement, they are required to bid out the construction of the sewer line improvements, and the design's already been done. I should mention that. We already have approved the actual design. But what it does is give them the opportunity to kickstart their developments, get some cash flow into the development before they have to go in and make these sewer line improvements.
What if the marketplace doesn't kickstart and they build and use up all the capacity, and then is that going to curtail anybody else that's got another piece of ground that would want to develop and maybe within county the zoning of that particular parcel? Is it going to stop them?
Anything that's existing, we would be okay. When I say existing, I mean a development plan that was previously approved. Now, if for example, the Vineyards doesn't move forward and a new development comes to us, yeah, they may have to go through this same process with us. But the bottom line is we do have capacity for up to the cap of the EDUs.
Well, my only concern, Mike, is somehow the Vineyards gets in a holding pattern and they don't make that next commitment to upgrade anything and the money doesn't come forward. Where do we get the money so that the other people who have maybe some ground in the area that, want to just develop their land and haven't got anything in the process today, but maybe 2 years from now decide they want to do it? Is that because we've done this deal, is it going to maybe have a ripple effect to somebody else who's going to be caught because of them?
The reason I don't see that being a problem is because if the Vineyards came to us with a 300 EDU development, we wouldn't be putting any controls on them at all. We would say, go ahead, connect into the system, build your development, And then at some time in the future, the county engineering department may be coming back to you saying, hey, we're having steady growth in this West Rehoboth area. We may have to upsize this line and build new capacity in. And in that case, it would be a county finance program.
So that's all, it's all going to Wolf Neck.
That is correct.
Well, we have, you know, we have Deep Valley on the agenda. We have a number. We have a subdivision on at 285 was just approved. And, you know, I don't know, where does that fit in with all this?
None of those are draining into this line.
They're
in
all
Route
separate?
Nine. Yeah.
Okay.
They're actually, if you look at it in reality, there's not a whole lot of undeveloped property west of this area.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for Mr. Izzo?
Just back up. Mike, where you said something about if something didn't occur, that would be a county-funded project.
Right.
How would we get to that point?
Well, it would be a situation where say Vineyards builds its 300 EDUs, Sussex West builds its 25, and the other development builds its 20. We won't need to make that upgrade right away. There still is a little bit of capacity, maybe 50 to 100 EDUs, but we would have to start monitoring the line at that point. And if we don't see any further growth, then we're well and good. But we will monitor that line. And if we see that there is a potential for new development coming online that's not in a position to finance these type of upgrades, say like you have a series of 10, 15-unit subdivisions, they don't really have the deep pockets that they can make these type of upgrades. And we would have to do it through some sort of funding option. We just recently completed a transmission upgrade on SR-54. We did a pump station upgrade in Forest Main, very similar to this. In that case, we went to rural development and we set up a funding mechanism to pay for it over a period of time. And Susie, I imagine you use transmission fees that you had already collected to pay for that as well.
They'll pay for the debt service on the project.
So it's all coming from the transmission fees either that have already been collected by the county or transmission fees that have yet to be collected by the county. But it's not going to fall on the taxpayers itself or the users of the West Rehoboth Sewer District to fund this. We're trying to pay for any of these upgrades through growth.
But if the vineyards went bankrupt or, you know, belly up like we were seeing some of these developers and we got a problem there, does that mess up this plan? Because we're in an economic climate that, who knows, another year or 2 years of carrying some of this new development. It's very risky. So anyway, is that going to be a major risk with this plan you've got together?
I don't believe so, just because, there again, if you look at this sewer shed, there's just not that much more to be built.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And that is an example, if I might say, why our connection fees, transmission and expansion need to reflect a good number so
right.
that we have these in place and that as people connect and it's being developed, they're paying their way so that we are able to use them for future expansion.
Okay.
Well, when these projects were approved and you tell us that you had adequate capacity, was that any of that taken into consideration? I mean, they've been approved
in the
a long
Vineyards
time.
Project, we mm-hmm. specifically made comments that these improvements needed to be made. And also probably for Sussex West as
uh-huh.
well, because Sussex West was approved for, I'm going to have to give you an approximate number. It was on a record plan for about 120 EDUs
mm-hmm.
for about
yeah.
10 years.
Yeah.
And then it came back and they added in about 60
oh,
or whatever
60,
the number.
Okay.
It may have been the 82.
Yeah,
number.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And at that point, again, we said the same thing. Well, you now have more EDUs than we planned for. So you need to help out with this process. And it's kind of how we got to this point. All three entities and the county kind of worked together to come up with a solution that I think fits the problem.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Izzo? Do you have a motion, Mr. Izzo?
Yes. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the agreement with the Vineyard Communities LLC, Sandbar Village LLC, and Sussex West LLC to design, construct, and fund certain upgrades to the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, and to further establish an escrow account to receive the transmission portion of the system connection charges collected, with said agreement being subject to the approval to form by the assistant county attorney.
Could I get that motion, please?
Got it.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the proposed agreement as read by Mr. Izzo. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
I vote no. I'm not happy with it. I don't think we get impact fees that we should be getting from developers, and I'm not happy about this at all, no.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Izzo.
Okay. The next item on my agenda is in regard to the Sussex County / City of Rehoboth Joint SOAR project. I think we've appeared not necessarily before the same makeup of the county council, but we have given numerous presentations on this topic in the past. We are here before you once again. And really, this presentation comes about last January. The county applied for a grant and received a grant from the Wastewater Advisory Council of the state of Delaware. It was a joint grant with the city of Rehoboth, and we have the city represented by the mayor and Mr. Sargent and Mr. Farese on this side and Mr. Mills on this side of the floor. So this was a joint project. The total grant was, well, the total project was $72,000, and we received 50% grant funding from the state, and that was split equally by the county and the city. And since then, we've been meeting on a monthly basis, and we've been grinding through all sorts of alternatives and cost analyses. And the one thing that I think we can all agree on, having spent all this time doing this, is that this process is endlessly complicated. It seems like every time you come up with something that fits the situation for perhaps the county, it may have a negative impact on the city of Rehoboth. You come up with one cost parameter that you need to look at, and it just introduces complications that makes it very hard to provide a concise answer for every alternative. For example, the city bills its residents somewhat different than the county builds its residents, and projects may be on different life cycles. Nonetheless, we've done what we could to come up with a comparison that is as close to apples that we could come up with. And I should be mentioned, we're joined by Mr. Hassan, Dennis Hassan of Whitman Recorder.
Is the city within agreement that this presentation is going to be as a good representation of what's going on as everybody can?
I won't put words in Mr. Cooper's mouth. I'll let him answer that.
I think Mr. Izzo has been kind enough to give us
okay.
Yeah, there is an opportunity in the PowerPoint, but I won't say we agree on everything.
Okay, no,
but,
I understand. You know,
we've had a good partnership.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Dennis is going to give the presentation, and I'll just jump in and give some comments as he goes along. I should mention we have Thor Young from Stearns & Wheeler and Heather Sheridan as well. And is Rodney here? Rodney is not here.
Okay. Good afternoon. The title, as you see there, is a regional planning report. And the purpose of this report was to assess a joint Sussex County and City of Rehoboth land application project. First, we needed to establish design criteria. The planning period we looked at is from now till 2030. Looking during that time, West Rehoboth expansion flows are going to be 4.4 million gallons per day. The Inland Bay service area flows 2.9 million gallons per day. And the Rehoboth Beach flows at 2.5 million gallons per day for a total of 9.8 million gallons per day. To qualify these, all these flows are a maximum month average daily flow, and the Rehoboth Beach flows include Dewey Beach, Henlopen, North Shores. I just want to talk a little bit about the planning area right now. The Inland Bay's planning area is bounded largely by Route 24 to the west, Delaware Bay, the Atlantic Ocean, here on the east and the inland bays of the south. This planning area comprises both existing and proposed sanitary sewer districts. We mentioned the West Rehoboth area, Angola Neck. There's work going on in that currently. Here's the Long Neck District, which exists. And Oak Orchard is an existing district as well. Central to these planning areas are three major treatment facilities. Sussex County has two of these, the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility, serving the West Rehoboth area. The City of Rehoboth Beach has a wastewater treatment plant as well. Then the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility, also a Sussex County facility in the southern part of the planning area. I want to put some, and again, a presentation was handed out just for the purpose of this discussion. I want to quantify some distances because I'm going to be elaborating on these as we go through these options. These are not as the crow flies. These are actual alignments. But for all these various pumping alternatives we looked at, it's approximately 3 miles from the city of Rehoboth Beach wastewater plant to the Wolf Neck plant, another 3.5 to the point for the ocean outfall and then out into the ocean. And then the greater distance is it's approximately 13 miles from the Wolf Neck plant to the Inland Bays plant. We also looked at
Yes, ma'am. 3 miles. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
From Rehoboth Beach to the Wolf Neck facility.
Correct.
Then you said 3 miles from where to where?
There's a connection point here
uh-huh.
for the ocean outfall option where they would pump, you know, if they elected to go through an ocean outfall, they'd probably pump 1.5 miles to this common connection point. And then another 3.5 miles out into the ocean.
Into the ocean, okay. That's the extra couple of miles. All right.
And then also we looked at 15 miles out to a private wastewater provider, just for a point of comparison. So these are, in essence, the options I'm going to be discussing. The first option we looked at a total of 5 alternatives. 2 have a variation on a theme. But under alternative 1A, raw wastewater is pumped from the city of Rehoboth to the Wolf Neck facility. And again, if you look at those 2030 planning numbers, the West Rehoboth area needs 4.4 MGD worth of treatment. Rehoboth needs 2.5. If we're taking raw wastewater at the Wolf Neck facility, the capacity of that plant's 2.3 MGD, which requires us to pump 4.6 million gallons a day excess, that 13 miles south to the Inland Bays facility. And again, the Inland Bays planning area that I mentioned earlier, Long Neck, Oak Orchard, those areas, that's contributing another 2.9 MGD, requiring a 2030 max month treatment and disposal capacity at that facility is 7.5 MGD.
What's the capacity of the Inland Bays wastewater?
Right now, it's approximately 1.4 MGD.
That's what we're permitted at.
Okay.
Right, permitted treatment and disposal capacity. Alternative 1B. Again, is our variation on a theme. This time, instead of sending that excess flow south to the Inland Bays facility, we would be sending that flow west to a private wastewater treatment plant for treatment and disposal. Again, I'm going to summarize all these at the end.
Okay, and one thing I want to add on both alternatives, one, since the city is sending raw wastewater to the county to handle, what that really means is you're taking the Rehoboth treatment plant out of service. So in that case, you're basically turning off that plant, but then you have to build and pay for the treatment and capacity associated with what you just turned off.
And we get into our treated effluent alternatives. You'll notice that if the city continues to treat their wastewater and just pump treated effluent to the Wolf Neck plant, we're actually able to pick up additional treatment capacity at the Wolf Neck facility, taking advantage of what the city of Rehoboth is currently doing. So, the net effect of that, instead of pumping 4.6 MGD south, now we pump a flow of 1 MGD less. So this is the big differential here. And then again, just like before, instead of the 3.6 MGD going south to the Inland Bays facility, the 3.6 MGD would go to a private wastewater provider. Those previous alternatives involving the treated effluent, the raw wastewater, were compared against separate treatment and disposal. This was the alternative was looked at originally, where the city of Rehoboth would treat their wastewater and then send their treated wastewater through the ocean outfall. Again, I'd like to add, there are some Sussex County Sanitary Sewer Districts, Henlopen, Dewey, North Shores, that would be part of that project. However, since Rehoboth is no longer coming to the Wolf Neck facility, again, that lessens the amount of excess flow we need to pump south to the Inland Bays facility. Here, instead of the 4.6 or the 3.6, the excess we need to send south would be 2.1 MGD. Again, that would also lessen the capacity we need ultimately at the inland bays from 7.5 to 5. So looking at all these things, got anything to add, Mike?
No, go ahead.
Looking at all these things, what's it all mean? This table essentially lists the five different alternatives we've looked at. It gives the total capital costs for these different alternatives. And then it breaks it down into the Sussex County cost, City of Rehoboth Beach capital cost, and then further, the City of Rehoboth Beach annual capital cost and the City of Rehoboth Beach annual O&M costs.
And one thing I'd like to add here is that as we worked our way through this process, the thing that jumped out at us is, you know, you see these numbers up here, and they're millions of dollars, and, you know, to finance that, you have a large capital cost. But what we really found out also is that the annual operations and maintenance cost is just as significant. And if you look at the numbers on the right, you can see in some cases the operations and maintenance cost is actually higher than your debt service on your original capital cost of building the projects. So that's a very important component in making any of these decisions.
There is one question.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to, I was going to walk through the table, however, I'll walk through it, Sam, and then I'll elaborate on it.
I'm afraid you'll move on.
Now, just to note some differences, you know, to make sense of this. You know, a difference between alternative 1A and 1B, taking the raw wastewater, either disposal at inland bays versus the private service provider, the Sussex County option includes about $11 million cost for land, land that was purchased for the county that now needs to be replaced by the City of Rehoboth. So that's why there's a differential. It's, you know, approximately $13 million when you add contingencies and that. The other capital costs, you know, we're all, you know, we rounded these to the nearest $100 million, are all within estimating accuracy of each other. Again, you can see that the treated effluent options, the reason that these come down from sort of that baseline number of 112 MGD, excuse me, million, as you'll recall, now we're treating one MGD less of flow, the 4.6 to 3.6. And again, that's reflected in that number. I would like to add, you know, there is a minor error here. You know, I apologize for that. That 1.9 should actually be 1.1, if you would make that correction. So one thing to note when you look at these, as Mike said, you know, it's one thing to look at the capital costs, but when you look at the City of Rehoboth, and these are City of Rehoboth Beach annual O&M costs, you know, the spray irrigation options, you know, 1.5 million, you know, they compare with private options, largely due, you know, based on user rates and other conditions, but this $1.1 million cost for their annual O&M is reflected in the fact that it's less operation and maintenance intensive for this alternative when compared with the spray irrigation alternatives.
Which favors the county the best in that little chart, and then which favors the city the best? And is it my assumption that when I look at the cost of going to the private service provider, it seems always a little more expensive?
The reason the private service provider is higher is that their number, they're going to charge us, and we were given a contract proposal last December, and these numbers reflect the numbers in that contract proposal. They're going to charge us $6.84 a 1,000 gallons to treat and dispose of our wastewater, mm-hmm. and that goes up a minimum of 3% every year.
Okay.
And basically, looking at our county budgets, we can treat and dispose of wastewater
cheaper.
At cheaper.
Much cheaper. We've always have been. Yeah. Okay. So is it safe to say that we should probably discard this private partnership in this aspect because of those numbers immediately? We could eliminate that out of the chart. And then the other one, the question was, which of these favors the county, which favors the city? And where are we? How far apart are we on those two?
It looks like the ones that favor the county.
Which
the
one
best.
Would you like the best, Mike? That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, I don't love any of them. looks like the best one for the county is 2A.
Okay.
2A, which is That is a situation where treated effluent from the city of Rehoboth is pumped to Wolf Neck, and we share it, and then we pump some wastewater out to Inland Bays.
So they still maintain their treatment facility, and they they keep it up. It's right. Their cost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But under that option, if you look at the city's capital cost of $50 million compared to their capital cost down, which is, in my opinion, the best for the city, which is option number three, which is them building the ocean outfall and going their own way. In that case, you know, we're kind of left to our own decisions, so it's not necessarily the best solution for us. It does appear when you do a joint land application project, it is beneficial for the county to do that with the city of Rehoboth. That's the one. That's one
2A.
Thing that jumps out. 2A. Yeah.
2A would. Okay. Okay. All right.
If you look at the next slide, we actually looked at rates associated with those. We even threw in the private option 2B. And you can look at the impacts on Dewey Beach and Henlopen Acres and the city of Rehoboth and their rates. If you look at 2A, you know, Dewey Beach, and this is an annual average of what most people pay in Dewey Beach right now. Most people pay in Dewey Beach $350 a year, which has been a good deal for them. They got a lot of grant money back in the 70s, and
mm-hmm.
we were able to build it cheaply back then. But when you look at 2A, which is the best, when I say it's the best situation for the county, I was probably looking from a West Rehoboth point of view. That's one thing that right. also becomes apparent. What's best for West Rehoboth may not be best for Dewey Beach. So in this case, the Dewey Beach rate would be $745. Jumping over the Henlopen Acres, looking at that joint option, currently they pay, it's a small district, there's 200 homes. You know, and the existing rate is about $588 a year, and the new rate will be $1,300 a year, actually almost $1,400 a year. And I should mention these are, you know, preliminary numbers, but we have spent a lot of time on them, so we feel pretty good about them.
And a lot of our county residents pay that much, too.
We don't have many that are paying $1,400 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Probably North Bethany.
North Bethany.
That's about it.
Probably about it.
That's it.
Yeah, but it cost you $20,000 to put in one of these mound systems. So
yeah.
So when you add that $20,000, start paying so much a year, that's a pretty cheap deal. No maintenance, no nothing.
Now, in this case, City of Rehoboth, with the joint land application, they're looking at a rate, average rate of about $968 a year. Dropping down to 2B, which is the private option, Dewey Beach will increase from $350 to $1,182.
It just seems a private option isn't an option. It shouldn't be an option. Just everywhere we look, the money is always higher. So.
Mr. Izzo, the numbers that have been presented for the private option came as a result of discussions you had back in December?
We had met, if you remember, they came before the county council last fall, I believe it was October, and they presented numbers to us, specific cost numbers, and we bounced them back and forth between us. In this case, it was Artesian. Bounced back and forth, and then if you recall, in December, they actually presented a contract proposal. And using the numbers in the physical contract that they gave us, we derived these numbers.
There was, I thought, a directive, correct me if I'm wrong, that we issue an RFP. Did that ever happen?
No, that has not happened. We were working on this project to estimate these costs to before we worked on the RFP. Well, we have not issued the RFP at this point.
Could you just give two sentences? Two-sentence answer. Why are we doing this? What's driving this to do this?
It originally started back in about 2002 that the state came to us and said, listen, we don't want to fund a separate City Rehoboth project and a separate West Rehoboth project. We think if you guys got together, you could do it more cheaply than you could on it on your own. So the City of Rehoboth did an ocean outfall report, and it's kind of grown from there. I don't think, it's kind of almost like a game of chicken.
both sides have been reluctant to make a final decision. Either we're going with a joint project or we're going separately. So as a result, we kind of keep grinding our way through this process. And
well, didn't we go out and buy, we made a couple moves early on. We bought a bunch of land out in, Angola, for the purpose of, weren't we going to direct, we have to direct anyway from West Rehoboth down. We get to a certain point, we have to do that, right?
We are set up that we could redirect West Rehoboth out to the Inland Bay site, and there is sufficient land.
And that's what we were planning to do from our, some of our early plans. That was our plan, right, basically.
Right.
And then we got involved with Rehoboth, and now we're trying to merge us having to do that anyway with Rehoboth's concerns, right?
That's correct.
So that's basically, we're going to do it anyway, Mike. We're going to come from Wolf's the Wolf Neck site to Inland Bays, right?
That is what our recommendation is.
Which has been on the table, Dave, right, for years.
Yes.
Basically.
And I think this study also partially originated from a request from the city of Rehoboth to look at this option of spray irrigation at Inland Bays.
Right. To bring them in on that,
to look at
proposal.
What that cost would be.
So what's so Wolf Neck is
about at capacity.
Okay, so you can't increase that capacity there.
Well, we spray irrigate there a little bit, right?
Yeah, when we were looking, you know, because we have an agreement with the state of Delaware to spray on, you know, Denrec land, there is additional Denrec land there, and kind of with the Parks and Recreation, we kind of had a handshake agreement we could expand in the future. But in reality, that's kind of, I know Joan worked on that situation.
HB 30.
She wasn't pleased with that development about the idea that we could expand more onto this Denrec land and spray. But that's another option. That would buy us some time anyway before you actually.
But we still.
But that seems to be dead in the water.
And how many acres do we have at Inland Bays? We have, what, how many acres now?
2,000? We have over 2,000.
Over
2,200.
And we've done that, Mike, with this. The future being that we have to come out of West Rehoboth sometime, and we can't be using state parkland because there is this hesitancy to allow us to create all this development in Sussex County and then spray it over state parkland or something. They don't like that. So.
And I guess one more. Is there any option? If I read this thing right, I guess the Henlopen, what is it, Henlopen? Dewey Beach and North Shores. Are those that's our sewer districts?
Those are our sewer districts.
Not North Shores.
Oh, I'm sorry, North Shores.
So our two is
Acres
and Dewey Beach.
Dewey Beach.
Can we take those two away ourselves and then let them do their own thing?
Henlopen Acres, no. Because it's just too small. You'd have to pump 3 miles, and you know, by the time you built the pump station in Force Main, it would just be cost prohibitive to do it.
Okay. Could we take Dewey Beach?
You could do Dewey Beach, but you have two separate pump stations that pump to the city of Rehoboth, so you would have to redivert two separate pump stations. And my guess is, since the city of Rehoboth, it's less cost effective for the city of Rehoboth to pump the Wolf Neck than it is to go to Ocean Outfall. If you did the same scenario for Dewey Beach, it would be even less cost effective. But we haven't crunched those numbers and put it in this report. And I don't know, Dennis, is that something we could cost out?
That's something we could cost out, but I agree what you said. I mean, it's probably, yeah, it's more costly probably if you're going to take Dewey, you know, and pump that difference. But
I think
certainly we can look at
looking at the way the Rehoboth numbers went, my guess is it's cheaper for Dewey to go to the Ocean Outfall.
Did I understand that Dewey had requested some information on that, or was I?
We've had very little input.
Okay.
You know, through the years with Dewey Beach, we've reached out to them on a number of occasions. Mm-hmm.
Dewey Beach, I mean, you can see the rates currently have been fairly reasonable, and nobody's really complaining. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no reason to complain in Dewey Beach. Dewey Beach is affordable.
But they have
new rates might not.
I know the mayors of Dewey and Henlopen have expressed interest in this process, and I know they've attended some of the public meetings that Rehoboth has had.
It is a dilemma.
And these are, as Mike mentioned, these are rough rates. These are really, to give you an idea.
Hey, you want to go to the next slide, Dennis? There you go. Mayor Cooper.
Okay, Sam.
Mayor.
Mayor.
Is Dewey going to Rehoboth
Yeah, right now we have a contract agreement with the city of Rehoboth and his boat.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot to be said, and I don't know if there's enough time. But I would like to thank the county staff and the engineers. They have been very, very cooperative, and you know, there's nothing we've really disagreed on. We've hashed it over. A little bit of history, though. I think that one of the things that needs to be mentioned is that the city of Rehoboth Beach helped put the county in the sewer business, and I don't know whether Dewey Beach came first or Bethany Beach, but they both were about the same time in the mid to late 70s. And from day one, the wastewater from Dewey Beach came to the city of Rehoboth Beach, and the city treated it as such in those days was not very much, I have to admit. But the city went on to build the new wastewater treatment plant and went online in 1987, and the county was a part of that. The flow from Dewey Beach and Henlopen Acres is roughly 40% of the flows that are treated there. And I might add, the rates are low in Dewey Beach, and that's in large part because the great job the city does and keeps the cost down to everybody who uses that wastewater treatment plant. But I think, Dennis, 3.5 miles would get you from the treatment plant to the end of the outfall. I don't think there's an additional mile and a half there. This is, as Mike said, this is endlessly complex because there are also a lot of issues involved with you know, the environmental, with Wolf Neck, and what can the land really assimilate. I think I don't think that's a I think they're trying to be conservative, but I don't know that that's a secret or anything that you know, into the future. But I do have to add that Mike was we met last Tuesday, felt very strongly about this. But our, as he said, in about 2002, our charge was to from the Clean Water Advisory Council was to look to see if there was a joint project that would yield a cost savings. And when the numbers were run in this study, a joint outfall with Wolf Neck and the City of Rehoboth Beach is ultimately the least costly alternative. It's hugely beneficial to the City of Rehoboth Beach as far as the cost. Actually might cost the county a little bit more. But one of the things I would, as you look through these numbers, it gets tricky because, like the page has said, that there's $35 million capital cost for the outfall. That's for the Rehoboth Beach Wastewater Treatment Plant. That includes Dewey Beach, Henlopen Acres, North Shores, and Rehoboth. We look at the rates for Rehoboth, that's for the city itself. So you got to know where these numbers come from. But, and there was a question Mike, I think, asked, Councilman Vincent.
Mike's fine.
About why we're here. And in part, the city was looking at the alternatives. And obviously, if we were to be a part of a county system, the county has to agree to that. So we couldn't just go off and say, okay, we're going to figure out what it costs to join with the county, and when the county needs to have some say in that. So that's really, I think, is the crux of why we're here. And I don't know what action's contemplated today, but
Do you prefer, Sam? What of these things? Mike said he liked 2A. What do you guys? What would you like to say?
Personally, yeah. Outfall.
How about the town council as a body?
We have not taken that up, and that's we're trying to get all these costs and all these issues together before we do that. The one thing that if you agree that 2A and say 3 or the was where the cut is. It makes our decision somewhat easier in the sense that we still keep the treatment plant. So all the costs and all this is associated with from outside the fence on. If you were looking at we're doing away with our treatment plant, there could be some benefits to that you'd have to weigh into the equation. Right. But
let me just ask Mike. Mike, if we go to – we take Wolf's Neck to an outfall, it costs the county more money. Is that what we're saying, right? Right.
Let me give you my point of view, and this Sam alluded to this. Last, I think it was June of 2008, we gave a similar presentation, and at that point the county council said, we don't really want to be part of an outfall project. And he actually passed a motion that stated, and Dennis has it on, if he can pull it up, Dennis.
I want the motion.
There's a slide for motions. motions that were taken by the county council. Mm-hmm. It's in the back of your...
This is for joint outfall, right?
Basically, it says the county council would support a joint land application project with the city of Rehoboth. Here it is. Looking at the motion, June 3, 2008, it says a motion was made by Mr. Dukes, seconded by Mr. Phillips to support spray irrigation, and we had a particular alternative. Alternative number three, joint Sussex County Rehoboth spray irrigation. That was the motion that was passed at that time. Now, what exactly that means to support?
There was a cost differential for the county of about $10 million, and that was, at this point, that still seems to be in the ballpark. You know,
there's a $10 million difference.
Capital cost.
Is it possible that the county and the city maybe make, you know, go all this stimulus money we hear about and all this other stuff? Is there a way that we can make a joint application for some grant funding to try to close that gap of that $10 million? It's not maybe the majority of the council felt that it was being responsible to put the burden of an additional $10 million on our users just so we could help out Rehoboth. And, you know, and we were concerned about that maybe. Is there a way we can go out and try to find this difference and maybe neither of us have to...
We weren't too successful in the past, but I think it would be, you know, hopefully possible to sit down with the Clean Water Advisory Council, the state representative, and see if there's some way to bridge these.
I mean, we hear
gaps.
About all that money out there.
I actually drafted a motion that kind of said that we would attempt to negotiate with the city of Rehoboth and come back. Now, that's if you're interested in doing it.
Excuse me, David, what is this $10 million differential that you're talking about?
What we looked at is the outfall. We looked at the cost of the county going into collaboration with the city of Rehoboth with an outfall, and then how we would share the cost. And
joint outfall?
Yes, a joint outfall, so that West Rehoboth flow, much of it would go to the outfall instead of the spray irrigation at Inland Bays. We compared that for the county to send the excess flow, the growth in the district of West Rehoboth to Inland Bays.
Mm-hmm.
And when you looked at that, there was a $10 million capital cost differential, which is still basically
per the numbers,
that is still in place.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to the city of Rehoboth, and we didn't. We also talked to the Wastewater Advisory Council at the time. And tried to see, you know, if there is, just like Mr. Cole said, maybe there's a way some additional funding to make that work out. But we weren't able to come up with a change in the allocation whereby maybe even the city might pay more.
And because of that reason, probably, Dave, is why
grants or whatever.
Past council, majority of the council, supported us still going to Inland Bays because we went out and we've purchased land. We've been planning for years to go there and do that. And we have to do it, right, Mike? Eventually we have to do that. So if we did go then jointly with an outfall, we've purchased all this land. We don't need it now. Maybe,
yeah.
You know.
We did cost it out, but because the county council previously seemed to give me an indication they didn't want to go that route, I didn't put it into the presentation, but we did have an extra slide. And this shows how an ocean outfall would work. Inland Bays would still be out on its own. In this case, you know, Wolf Neck service area would go to the Wolf Neck plant, which would be upgraded, you know, because its treat would have to be upgraded to treat to a different level of treatment to pump into the ocean. And the overall capital cost looks pretty good. I mean, of all the alternatives we look at, the total capital cost is the least, the $92 million. The problem is, if you look at the cost share, our county cost share is 75 of the $92 million. It's a good deal for the city. So I don't know if, you know, could you negotiate? I mean, if the city, you know, kicked in an extra, you know, $10 million or something.
Well, that's what we suggest.
Raise those meters a little higher, and then we might be, no.
And, you know.
I agree that we should stay on the land. I think the county should stay on the land. I don't think county should be going out into the ocean.
Well, let me just say, or maybe Heather's out there. We have an ocean outfall here in Sussex County,
yep.
And we have been cited time and time again as probably
in a
very positive way as probably one of the most efficient, best plants on the East Coast, right? If not the best.
EPA awards several times.
So I mean, I
just hit 3 years with that one violation, which is a tremendous amount of.
Right.
Lot of opportunity in 3 years with how many things you test for to kind of go outside your parameters, and we just hit 3 years with that one.
And we had a similar criticism, Mrs. Deaver, when we were looking at spray irrigation on land. We were like, oh, that's terrible, terrible, terrible. Now we've done it. Everybody likes it now, and we've been very good at that. So we've been ahead of the game in a lot of these things. And I think ocean outfall, we exceeded whatever was required of us. I think that council back in those days made sure we exceeded those standards, and we have. I don't think we need to be afraid of ocean outfall. There is a lot of people will just initially say, "Oh, I don't like it," but
we don't have to do it.
Let me suggest that again. This is for information purposes. We've still got a pretty full agenda. I don't know that we're going to conclude. I would say you can get to a point where you analyze until you're paralyzed, and it almost seems like we've hit that point. As Mr. Cole continues to point out, we purchased close to, $28 million worth of land for a long-range plan for spray irrigation. We recently approved a $900,000 design contract for the expansion of those facilities, which is a $10, $12 million project. It seems like the horse is out of the pasture. And to continue to come back to this seems like it's just exercise in redundancy. Now, I don't know if the council needs to in a very soon fashion, maybe next week or the week after, take a vote to give clear direction to our engineering department. We can do that, but you know, we can debate the merits of ocean outfall versus spray irrigation, but in the grand scheme of things, this council has set a course, and I don't see any overwhelming evidence to suggest that we should change that course. But I'll open the floor to Mr. Vincent and Mr. Wilson, who have been relatively silent on this.
Well, I just think that if we need to do the least expensive thing for our users who are going to pay the bill, it's not going to affect me, it's going to affect the people over there. If there is some big gap in there, there's some we need to be working around that or finding more funds or doing what is going to be the least costly. You're looking at some of these numbers right now on these things. I mean, to me, when you jump a rate from 350 to 745, that's a pretty good jump. Or 588 to 1398, that's a big jump.
Good.
So I am in favor of doing what is the least costly to the end user for the county.
The challenge is the way you make that calculation. As has been suggested here, you calculate it one way, and it's more expensive maybe to the county. But if Rehoboth were to kick in more money, maybe the case could be made that it would be less expensive. But then it almost seems as if you're not even considering the $28 million we pumped into land acquisition over the years.
Is that figured in anywhere in any of this, Mike? Probably no. Okay.
In existing rates.
How far do we need to go to the ocean? How far out?
6,200. Our existing outfall off Bethany Beach is 6,200 feet. And were you at 7,000, Sam?
6,000.
6,000, about a mile.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Now, I would say the only missing element is the RFP. And I know you're using some numbers that were provided to you last December. I am disappointed that the council did provide a direction that we wanted to see an RFP. I respect the administration's decision, but if there was one thing missing from this discussion, it is new numbers that would have come as a result of the RFP.
What was the RFP going to deal with?
It would refine the private option numbers.
And it was just dealing with the private. I mean, do you think when there's such a spread?
You don't know. And it was the direction of the council that we were looking at this.
The reason one of the reasons that the RFP has not moved forward is we don't know is the city of Rehoboth part of that process or not.
Right.
If here's the motion that was passed. It was a motion by Mr. Duke, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to authorize county staff to issue an RFP for cost alternatives for wastewater treatment and disposal services for the Wolf Neck Treatment Facility and the city of Rehoboth. So not knowing whether the city of Rehoboth was part of this process or not, you can't really advance that option.
I think those numbers are critical to allow Rehoboth to make that decision, though.
Well, I can tell you the city, with the help of the county, went out to an RFP to the providers, whoever they might be, and we received zero interest.
Well, I don't. I mean, Vance wants to chase the private people for a reason. I don't know. I see these big numbers, and I just don't see an RFP going to change much. If we're looking at these guys, look at certain numbers, or your people are looking at certain numbers. Everybody's looking at these same numbers, and there's still this big gap. It's still going to be there. We're going to just spend money for spinning our wheels. But I think we got to get down to: do we want to work with Rehoboth or not?
The city has a deadline.
Yeah, we got to figure that one out, and it looks like we're still here today, still talking about it.
Right. Mr. Izzo, can you complete your presentation?
We have one more slide, and it's basically we're looking. I agree with Mr. Phillips. What we're looking for is some direction.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. We got new people here today,
and we need some direction
there
from the city.
Where do we go from here?
That's a good. Yeah. That's a good statement.
Yeah. And
that last one right there, that alternative four, the rates on that, on Henlopen Acres and Dewey Beach and everybody, still goes up quite a bit?
I think they go up, for sure.
They all go up. Any of the meth, they go up. Do they go up to the extent of the other?
No, because, I mean, you're looking at a $17 million capital cost, which for the city of Rehoboth and the other entities, which is significant.
They have to go 3 miles.
I think beneficial for Dewey and Henlopen
Acres. For our two users, of Dewey and Henlopen Acres, this alternative for ocean outfall would have been more beneficial. Right. West Rehoboth would not have been beneficial.
Yeah, no. It would be less beneficial.
And I think that obviously the trick between, you know, the costs are, if we help you pay for something you were going to do anyway, it makes it cheaper for you. If you're going to help us pay for something we might be going to do anyway, it's cheaper for us. So, you know, it's
that's how it works, right?
And the one thing I did, you know, is you think about your users, Dewey Beach and Henlopen Acres are obviously users. Those two communities are pretty well set. There's not a lot of capitalization money or anything. It's on the backs of whoever's there now, whereas a lot of the rest of your district is growth. And
it's got to go somewhere.
Let them pay.
It's got to go somewhere.
Mr. Baker, do we meet next week?
Yes.
Yeah. That may be premature. Can we put this on for the first meeting after the Labor Day break?
Yes,
and
certainly.
By then, we will bring it to a head and give our engineering department a clear direction.
How does that work with
it? And that may give the...
Mr. Vincent?
Good. One last question for me right now. Are we, the county, under any hurry to do something with wastewater, or is this pretty much strictly... the city of Rehoboth has a time.
We need to be moving forward, but we can wait several weeks to make a decision. But I do believe we need to have a clear direction in the next 6 months, because it would take us a period of time to do the design, acquire the funding, do the design to upgrade Wolf Neck, and then obviously build it. I think we need to have something online for Wolf Neck by 2015. That's my feeling.
We're both under pressure.
Kind of the same
they're under
flame
more pressure
that the city's in.
Okay. We both are getting backed up against the wall.
And I should mention, we're giving this same presentation tomorrow to the Wastewater Advisory Council because, again, they funded 50% of this. And
we'll
they
see
asked
if they can find some more
up.
Money.
I don't know if I've missed something here.
Yeah.
Most time I do. I've heard that you recommended directions we ought to be taking, and I don't know if I really heard how the mayor of Rehoboth here give us a real direction, what he really wants.
Well, they I think I asked him, and they said as a council, they haven't taken a position. As an individual, he said he had his preference.
Has your council seen these numbers?
No.
We didn't, we felt...
Are you going to take that to them? I mean,
one of the things, we did the study, it was released in March, about the cost. We took our study from 2005 that recommended an outfall. We started close to a year ago to refine the outfall numbers, to hone it down and put better numbers on it. And so that was released in March. And then this came along. But I think one of the things that we need to do, depending on what the county council does, but is to take this report along with what we've done on the outfall and probably do what I call a chapter three, which is the long-term issues for the city. Because as Mike said, the treatment plant's going to cost the same to run no matter what. It's going to be more expensive and go up over time if we send it to the county to dispose of it on the land, because there's more pumping, there's all kinds. The outfall, once it's built, it's relatively cheap to maintain, or should be, if you do it right. Looks like the one of the things, as Mike actually pointed out, is the operating costs could be the tipping point, even if you if the capital costs were similar. That's what really kills the artisan or the private thing is the fees are so high and they want minimums.
Right.
That you know.
I mean, if I understand this correctly, right now, then the Dewey Beach, which is ours, you treat it, and Hennepin Acres, which is ours, they treat it. So if you, Rehoboth, chose to go Ocean Outfall with your discharge, that's only going to affect the rates for our people in Hennepin Acres and Dewey Beach.
Correct.
Nothing else in the county is affected by that.
No.
Correct?
Correct.
Right. And Lewis has an outfall, is that correct?
They discharge into the canal.
Mm-hmm.
They may have to do something in the near future on that, too.
Well, if they're saying now that this water that comes out is, good enough to drink.
Wow.
And if we're putting it out in the ocean, and how many parts per million is this that comes out of that pipe that's going to be discharged? So
it's pretty good. There's no perfect solution. Whether you're either putting it in your drinking water supply, groundwater, or you're putting it in the ocean.
Did you say the ocean outfall was $92 million?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Join.
But that's what it's going to cost, $92 million. We've got a lot of infrastructure in place in the form of land, facilities, to go out, spend another $92 million to accommodate Rehoboth.
No,
God bless Rehoboth.
That's a total of the project. It's not 92 to the county.
No, I understand. But you're talking real dollars for the citizens of Sussex County. I know it would probably help you. Just seems like an unwise course for this county to take. But we will finish this discussion in a couple weeks. Have you anything else, Mr. Izzo?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper. Council members, if we could continue. Russ Archett.